This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought strength to the cattle markets today?
But Leslie, I believe it started yesterday when we started seeing, after the pit closing, our feeder cattle in the last 3 hours of electronic trade positive. That continued on the opening today, and it continued to go higher till we saw several live cattle and feeder cattle contracts today close up their $3 limit. Now, we're still looking at lower cash in the feed yard. Box beef at midday, 21 higher on choice, $1.67 higher on selects. Moved 66 total loads. Fall and estimated cattle kill of 105,000 head today. Most of this buying in our futures market seemed to be technically led to the upside along with buy stops. On the close today, April cattle up to $3 limit, June cattle up to $3 limit, May feeders and August feeders up to $4.50 limit, and June lean hogs up $2.37.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Tom, what also brought strength to the grain market?
Well, I believe once again, Leslie, you can give credit to some short covering by the funds, technical buying in the marketplace. As far as fresh fundamental news, we really lacked any out there. This market continues, as it has been most this week, very quiet as fresh news out there. We pretty much saw wheat, corn, and soybeans trading positive all day long. Late in the session, the corn sold off and closed negative, but wheat and soybeans held their upside. On the close, May KC wheat was 4.5 higher, July KC up 4.75, July Chicago wheat up 2.25, but July corn was down 2.75, December corn down 3 cents, July soybeans 8.25 higher, November beans up 7.75, with July cotton up 253 points.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.